In Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. 18 people are dead and another 15 wounded after a suicide bomber blew up himself and attacked a main police training facility in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. Andrew Palcheski has that story.
Police were rehearsing for an upcoming parade commemorating the 74th anniversary of the creation of Somalia's police force when the bomber entered the General Kahie Police Academy early Thursday disguised as a policeman. A police officer tells VOA Somali they are investigating the possibility that the bomber may have spent the night in the academy. But the state-run Somali National News Agency says the man was wearing a tracksuit and emerged from residential areas near the academy before detonating his explosive vest. The militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack, claiming 27 police officers were killed. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley will be giving a press conference on the Iran nuclear deal. Maria Mudiano has more.
An advisory issued ahead of Haley's remarks said she would give irrefutable evidence that Iran has not lived up to its international obligations and has tried to cover up its actions. U.S. President Donald Trump has objected to the nuclear deal, which his predecessor Barack Obama championed as the best way to ensure that Iran does not develop nuclear weapons. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that some of his opponents in next year's election would destabilize Russia and usher in chaos. Alexei Navalny looks unlikely to be allowed to stand against Putin in a March election due to what Navalny says are trumped-up criminal cases. From Washington, this is VOA News. Reuters news agency called on Myanmar to immediately release two of its journalists. Jeff Custer reports.
Wah Lone and Jaw Saw U were arrested for possessing what the government is calling important secret papers obtained from two policemen who had worked in Rakhine State. Violence in that region, blamed on security forces, has forced more than 630,000 minority Rohingya Muslims to flee into neighboring Bangladesh. The Ministry of Information said Wednesday the journalists and policemen will be charged under the country's colonial-era Official Secret Act, which carries penalties of up to 14 years in prison. Reuters President and Editor-in-Chief Stephen J. Adler said in a statement, "We are outraged by this blatant attack on press freedom." Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Lisa Schlein reports that Sri Lanka has become the 163rd country to join the Mine Ban Treaty, which prohibits the use of production, stockpiling, and transfer of the weapon that nations have deemed as barbaric.
Campaigners hope Sri Lanka's accession to the Mine Ban Treaty will inspire the last three South Asian holdouts, Pakistan, Nepal, and India, to join the convention. Firoz Alizada is campaigns and communications manager of the International Campaign to Ban Landmines.
This decision would hopefully help Sri Lanka to speed up and clear and destroy those landmines, and also provide assistance to that significant number of landmine victims in the country.
Alizada says landmines have killed and maimed more than 22,000 people in Sri Lanka over the years. The Landmine Monitor 2017, which was published Thursday, says Myanmar and Syria were the only countries that used landmines during the past year. Alizada says neither state is party to the treaty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
China submitted an official protest with the United States Thursday after President Donald Trump signed into law a measure that could result in U.S. naval warships visiting Taiwan. Trump signed defense budget legislation that authorizes the possibility of mutual visits between Taiwan and the United States. Should any visits occur, they would be the first since the U.S. severed diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang told reporters that while the section of the law pertaining to Taiwan are not legally binding, they violate the One China policy. A privacy watchdog says Kenya's opposition leader was targeted in a virulent online campaign created by a U.S.-based company during the recent election, but doesn't allege any criminal acts were committed. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.